CATCO, cartels using money made from border crisis to tighten grip on Central American governments. By Ian Hanchett on August 18, 2022. On Wednesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's The Story, House Homeland Security Committee ranking member Representative John CATCO, RNY, said that cartels are really fat and happy because of what's going on at the border, and are using the money they make from smuggling people across the border to increase their control over Central American governments. CATCO said, "As far as the border goes, this is the worst I have ever seen it. And there is no end in sight based on this administration's policies. And if people don't think there's any equation to what's going on across the country, in my city, Syracuse, New York, yesterday, 14 drug overdoses from fentanyl, yesterday. That's happening all across the country. And so, this is impacting everybody. And I just got back from a congressional delegation to Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And they are overrun with drug trafficking there and overrun with the influence of the cartels that are really fat and happy because of what's going on at the border. They're charging up to $10,000 a person to come across. And then they're using that money to tighten the grips on the governments in Central America. And that's a real problem going forward." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.